Let's talk about American Wilderness.
Let's talk about American Wilderness. Would you like to share first?
Sure. Yeah, so I've kind of grown up being in the outdoors a lot, and I think I've had some great outdoors experience, especially at Kate. I've gone on a lot of climbing trips and obviously outings week and some backpacking trips just on the weekend, but I don't think any of them were as impactful as the Green River trip with American Wilderness. It was 7 days on the Green River, a stretch called Desolation Canyon that feeds into the Gray Canyon, and it was just incredible. I never really spent much time in Utah before, and the feeling of being in a small boat on a huge river with massive walls surrounding you is kind of indescribable. And we'd been doing a lot of reading about the spiritual impact of wilderness and about the land ethic and like the spiritual value of the outdoors and keeping wilderness untouched. So I think all of that felt more like significant while experiencing it in the places we had read about, like the American Southwest.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for the trip. I spoke a lot about it with Denison, where I felt like there was this feeling of exhaustion at the end of each day that wasn't from school and it wasn't from screens, and it was just this pure feeling of exhaustion that I had never felt before, and it was combined with this beauty of nature. So I'm actually interested to see if I speak on it the same way in 5 to 10 years, because I think it has such like a vivid place in my memory and heart right now that I hope that carries on for my next reunions, because I would love to for my kids to experience something similar.
What do you hope life looks like for you in 5 years, or then 10 years, or even 50 years?
Wow. I think it's a little different for us because we're faculty kids. So both of our parents, or one of each of our parents works at Kate. So we'll be around at least for a little bit longer, just like during breaks and stuff. But I think it'll feel weird to be back for like 20 and 50 years. I mean, I spent every day here for the past 9 years. But like really every day here for the past 4 years. And it's become like my, like very physically familiar and sort of like emotionally familiar, in terms of like the routines and where I go and my day-to-day schedules. But having 5 years of separation and 10 years of separation, I wonder what will stay like really pertinent in my memories and what will kind of be surprising when I come back.
Well, adding on to like having lived like on campus, like Will has, I haven't, but basically being on campus every day for like almost the last like 8 years probably for me, I don't really, maybe this will change, we'll see, I don't really plan to come back to Carpinteria all that often once I'm like graduated from college and stuff. So for my 5th year reunion, you know, I would hope to be living on the East Coast. So this will probably have changed from my home to just a place that I've known in the past. And I think for my 10 and 20 year reunions, family, kids, I've actually talked a lot about how I would have my kids apply to Kate, but, you know, obviously not force them.
You want to have kids in 10 years?
I mean, we're 18. We'll be
28.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
28?
We'll be 28. I wouldn't mind having my first kid at 28. I feel like that's a fine age.
28?
Sure.
You okay, Will?
Are you okay?
Damn, that's...
Do you not think about this stuff?
No, I just, like... Both my siblings started having kids, like, after 28. So, like, 28 is just, like, surprising to me. Yeah. 28 seems so old, though.
Anyway, 50-year reunion. Goodness gracious.
Oh my God.
We're going to be 68 years old.
Will I be able to walk?
I honestly can't wait to be 68. And
what?
See Kate. And see Kate.
Oh, yeah.
And see Kate.
I don't want my bones to be all creaky.
I think it would be cool.
Bald spot.
Like, what if we have grandkids who go to Kate? And then we're like, you see over there, like, we did something over there. I don't know.